On this week's Press Pass, a closer look at the transparency or lack of transparency in the operations of public entities. Investigative Post's Phil Gambini recently reported on Western Regional off-track betting and the hundreds of thousands of dollars spent on tickets and luxury suites at local sporting events. While the tickets are intended as perks for betting patrons, Gambini's reporting revealed they are also used by OTB officials. Despite the use of Freedom of Information requests, or FOILs, to gain access from the Public Benefit Corporation, Gambini outlines how OTB officials were resistant to share information on the ticket program.
We asked who was getting these tickets. It came after an allegation from former State Senator George Maziarz, who wrote to state officials and made an accusation and said, this ticket program is being abused. And we wanted to figure out whether that was true. So we sent the request, and we were stonewalled by OTB.
When you say stonewalled, they just denied your request?
They denied our request outright. They didn't give us, they didn't give us redacted copies of these reports. They said this is private information. They made an argument that they were only a quasi-governmental entity, and because of that, they had a right to keep the information of their customers private because they could be poached by other gaming facilities. We disagreed with that. Open government advocates, including those at the Committee on Open Government, which is the foremost authority in the state, disagreed with that. So we appealed, and we were denied again. And the only remedy that someone, a reporter, citizen, or otherwise has once you've been denied on appeal is to file an Article 78 lawsuit and sue the agency. But we were lucky enough to hook up with a law firm, Greenberg Traurig, which has offices throughout the United States and internationally, and they took the case on pro bono. And a few days before the filing deadline, when we were threatening to sue them, OTB capitulated to our request and turned over the records.
Okay, so they turned over the records. Describe what the records look like.
The records are sprawling. They're rendered in a bunch of different formats that range from handwritten lists to pretty convoluted spreadsheets that are vague in parts. It made for very difficult going through these records. It was a long process, and it required a lot of diligence.
So it sounds like some poor record keeping here. Is that fair to say?
No, these records were filled with numerous blanks. I mean, on top of being formatted in a way that was difficult to understand, there was numerous blank entries in here. And these are tickets of significant value. It would behoove a government entity to keep accurate and detailed records about who's receiving them.
Possible ramifications of just that poor record keeping part.
Typically, this is something that the state comptroller would get involved in. I mean, during an audit, if they came across these records or if they were reviewing this particular program, that's likely something that would come up in an audit report. And the comptroller would make a direction about it, whether it's something specific like this is how it needs to be done, or whether it's something a little bit with a little bit more leeway, such as, you know, you need to tighten your controls on this program. And as it happens, the state comptroller is auditing OTB right now. They're looking at this program after some issues that were raised by Investigative Post.
So suffice to say, the state comptroller will not be pushed aside or doesn't need a FOIL request to get the information that they're seeking?
Certainly not, no. We were at a board meeting two months ago, and it's our understanding that comptroller staff was sitting down with board members one-on-one and was interviewing them. So it looks like they're making headway in their audit.
So we could say that without sounding like we're being too judgmental, we have some poor record-keeping here. Beyond that, though, let's just suggest for a second that there's some sort of malfeasance involved here, that things weren't done on the up and up. What are the possible ramifications of that?
Well, federal investigators are already looking at this program. They're looking at a number of OTB operations, but they're looking at this program in particular. And if the law has been violated in some way, this matter's in front of a grand jury right now. And if federal investigators feel that that is the case, they'll be talking to jurors about that, and ultimately jurors will decide whether or not charges need to be brought.
Phil Gambini of Investigative Post, thanks very much for your work.
Jay, thanks so much for having me.